Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net. Hello and welcome to the Blogging Your Passion show, where we're on a mission to help 1,000 bloggers go full-time in the next 5 years. I'm your host, Jonathan Milligan, and today's topic is 5 daily habits to 10x your blog productivity. So there's 2 factors I want to talk to you about today, that these 2 factors stop most aspiring bloggers from writing more content, publishing more posts, and producing greater results. These 2 factors will determine your success or failure. And they often elude us like a 2-year-old let loose in the clothing section of a department store. Don't tell me how I know this. But once you find these 2 qualities, you should do whatever you can to keep them. So what are they? Well, it's clarity and focus. Now, clarity tells us what to do next, while focus helps us get it done. And in order to give yourself the best chance at clarity and focus, I recommend that you adopt 5 daily habits. In fact, I want to challenge you today to try these 5 daily habits for a week, and I can almost guarantee you'll 10x your productivity. Now, I've actually put together a worksheet that you can download and kind of work some of these habits into your daily routine. And if you'd like to get it, just go to bloggingyourpassion.com/133. Again, it's bloggingyourpassion.com/133. That's for episode 133. So let's jump in and talk about these 5 daily habits. So habit number 1, your morning success ritual. Have you figured out yet that how you start your day is often how the rest of your day will go? You know, if you just kind of lazily roll out of bed after hitting the snooze button a few times, the rest of your morning is going to carry that same theme. But how different would your morning turn out if you woke up fully alive, ready to attack your day? That's what a morning ritual can do for you. Now, there's many experts across many different industries that all talk about the value of having some type of morning success ritual. But I think the important thing to remember is that quality of time is better than quantity of time. So what often happens, and I've made the same mistake, is where I try to cram way too much. I try to go from not doing anything first thing in the morning to having a whole 2 or 3 hour routine. And that is a recipe for failure. I think you need to take into account your current season of life and start with what you have available to you. When I was first kind of getting going with my morning routine, I really had to scale back and just say, I can only do these 2 or 3 things. And today, I've built upon it over time to include all the things that I want to do first thing in the morning. So here's some guidelines to help you get started. Start by just kind of brainstorming all the different possible activities you could do during your morning success ritual. And then write down an approximate length of time that each of those activities would take. Then select the activity that means the most to you given the time available that you have. So if you only got 30 minutes, realistically right now, look at your list and pick out the things that are the most important to you that you get done in that 30 minutes. Then I want to encourage you to write down your new morning success ritual so that you can follow it. You know, when I walked kind of my wife through these steps because she wanted to get going and, have a morning success ritual. She wrote it down on a piece of paper and put it on the mirror in the master bathroom. So when she woke up first thing in the morning, she would see it. And that got her morning going. But let me just say, once you begin, don't be afraid to tweak your schedule, because you're going to need to adjust it as you get used to this kind of new ritual. Let me share with you, though, my personal schedule. All right, so I wake up and I drink a full bottle of water. Then I do 30 minutes of cardio exercise. Then I move into strength training for 20 minutes. Then I do some stretching for about 10 minutes. So the first hour of my day is really focused on the physical part of my life. Then I move into Bible reading and prayer for about 10 minutes. I journal for 10 minutes. And then I review my book notes from the latest books I've read, kind of just the top 10 summary of each book for about 10 minutes. Now, that schedule is not where I started, and my morning routine now takes about 90 minutes, but that schedule sets me up for a successful day. And the reason why this is so important is because before I ever get going on my work, I have hit the important areas of my life, the physical, the mental, and the spiritual. So my challenge for you for this first habit is just find a simple morning ritual and just get started tomorrow. Start somewhere. All right, habit number two is your workday startup ritual. Now, I first heard of this concept from Michael Hyatt, and it really made perfect sense to me. And I almost kind of smacked myself in the forehead and was wondering, why haven't I had this or done this before? But here's what happens to most of us. We kind of casually fall into our workday, don't we? And then we get a few hours into our day and we wonder, what have we accomplished? Because we just stumbled into our day, our workday. But a workday startup ritual will kind of give you the jump start that you need. So let me give you some possible workday startup activities that you could have. You could check your email. But if you do, I would say definitely put a time limit to this. I put a time limit of 10 minutes. Because I don't want to get stuck. I could get stuck in my email for hours. But I literally set a clock on my phone for 10 minutes. And when it goes off, I'm done. I need to come back to my email later. You could also review some major projects or goals that you have for yourself. You could check your voicemail. You could check the Slack app. That's what I do. It's a tool that I use to communicate with my virtual team. You could check your project management tool for updates and see what everybody's up to. We like to use Asana here at Blogging Your Passion to keep everybody in the loop. And then you could also decide kind of your top most important tasks for the day. But the point of this daily workday startup ritual is to clear the path so you can spend the rest of your morning with complete clarity and focus. All right. Now, my one tip for you here is don't make a 2-hour workday startup ritual. That's not the point here. I would encourage you to leave it, have it be no more than 30 minutes, and you shut it down and you come back to it later. Maybe come back to it and do it again at lunchtime or even at the end of the day. All right. Habit three. Your three big daily wins. Now, I first heard of this concept several years ago in a book from a fellow blogger named Leo Babauta. And what he would do is every morning, he would decide his three MITs, which stands for most important tasks. And his reasoning was, for so many of us, we are paralyzed by these never-ending to-do lists. I don't know about you, but I've certainly been there. And here's what happens. There's actually two things that happen when our to-do lists become too long. Number one, we become paralyzed and demotivated to do our work. We simply see all this stuff that needs to get done, and we just become paralyzed. Or number two, we only work on what's urgent, you know, the stuff that's screaming at us, and we never get to the important tasks. So maybe one of your goals is to write a book this year or publish blog post more often. Well, why don't we get to the actual writing of the blog post? It's because that's important, but it's not urgent. And the urgent stuff always ends up crowding out the important. So in order to set up a game you can win, you must practice this art of selecting your daily big three tasks. So here's what I do. Every morning, I have a simple question that I ask. What would make today great? What would make today great? And the top three things that come to mind for me, those become my daily big three tasks. Now, that doesn't mean I'm only going to accomplish those three tasks for the day, but what it does mean is that that's my focus, and I actually strive to get those three things done before lunch. And once you begin to implement this practice, here's what's going to happen. You're going to discover that you get way more done. Not only do you get the most important three things done for the day, but you're energized to get more done beyond that. So habit three was your daily big three wins. All right, habit four, make your mornings, manage your afternoons. Now, if you desire to work for yourself, and most of you that are listening, that is your desire. You want to take your passion, you want to build an online business around it, you want to speak, write, coach, run a membership site, sell online courses, live a freedom lifestyle business, then it is essential that you develop and manage a tension between being a boss and being a worker in your business. You must learn to wear both hats well in order to be successful. This comes as a surprise for a lot of people because a lot of people are really good workers. They're very good at being a worker, but it is a new skill and challenge to actually work on the business and be a business owner. So there's times when you need to work on your business and there's times when you need to work in your business. And what often happens is it all gets jumbled together. Now, you may be in a position where you can't work full-time yet on your blog or on your online business. I get that. But I want you to figure out how to adapt this concept of wearing one hat at a time and being intentional about it. So one of the most helpful practices I've adopted is called Make Your Mornings, Manage Your Afternoons. Now, I first heard of this strategy from an article I read in the Harvard Review. And the concept is real simple. Use your mornings to work in your business and your afternoons to work on your business. So for example, I rarely allow for morning appointments. I like to try to leave my mornings open to do my creative work. In fact, I've adopted a motto that I tell myself often, do creative work first. So here's an application for those of you who are not working full time. Maybe what you need to do, if you're not getting to your creative work, whatever that might be, creating an online course, recording a podcast, creating blog post content, writing for your book. If you're not finding time for that, maybe what you need to do is go back to habit number one. In your morning success ritual is to spend 30 minutes doing your creative work. And then maybe later in the afternoon, you come home from work and you're in the evening and you find a little bit of time to work on your blog. You do more of the manager stuff, okay? The working on your business, tweaking your theme, making business decisions, looking at your analytics or how much revenue you've been able to earn or finding a new revenue stream. Following this simple plan I just outlined for you has made all the difference for me. It's allowed me to carve out focus sessions in the morning to get creative work done while leaving more flexibility in the afternoon to do the things I need to do to work on my business. All right, and then finally, habit number five, celebrate your three big wins from the day. Celebrating your wins is hard for most of us. You know why? Because we're high achievers. If you're here, you are a creative professional. You have a desire to do things differently. You want to challenge yourself to grow. You want to reach out and tap into your highest potential. And because of that, you know what happens? We get so focused on the next mountain to climb that we fail to stop and enjoy the view around us. We simply don't look at what we've accomplished so far because we get lost in where we still want to go. Now, goals are great to have, but be aware of the gap they create. You see, they create a gap between where we are and where we want to be. And while that can be good, it can be a motivator, it can also leave you in a constant state of discontent unless you adopt this simple daily practice. So I first learned of this practice from Dan Sullivan from Strategic Coach. And it's real simple. Every evening before you go to bed, share your three biggest wins from the day with somebody else. So I do this practice every evening with my wife, and it helps us to stay on the same page. But it also forces me to go to sleep that night thinking about the good that happened from today. What were the wins? Now, they don't all have to be work-related. Sometimes they're personal. Sometimes it's related to time I spend with my kids. Sometimes it's, you know, something unexpected. But I celebrate those three wins, so I go to bed with gratitude on my mind. This simple practice, if you start doing this, leaves you in a state of gratitude before you go to bed, and it's a powerful reminder of the joy each day can bring. So again, we got the five habits. Habit number one, your morning success ritual. Habit two, your workday startup ritual. Habit three, your three big daily wins. Habit four, make your mornings, manage your afternoons. And finally, habit five, celebrate your big three wins from the day. Now, you may not be able to do all five of these starting tomorrow. That's okay. But what I want to challenge you to do is, which one makes the most sense for you to implement starting tomorrow? Which one can you start right away? You see, habits can be a powerful force of good in your life when used the correct way. And you need a set of daily habits. I need a set of daily habits that help to propel me and you toward our dreams and goals. Now, if you'd like a worksheet, I have a worksheet to help you think through these five daily habits. And you can go and download that worksheet at bloggingyourpassion.com/133. Again, it's the number 133 for episode 133. So go grab that worksheet, bloggingyourpassion.com/133. All right, that's it for this edition of the Blogging Your Passion podcast. Thank you to each and every one of you who reach out to me on a regular basis and share your story, share what you're learning from each of these podcasts. You know, our goal here is simple. We want to help 1,000 bloggers go full-time in the next 5 years. And we want to help you make that journey if that's the journey you want to take. And we would love it if you would share our podcast with others. Take a moment, give us a rating on iTunes or even a review to help us know that this is being helpful in helping you take that journey. All right, until next time, go out there, blog your passion, and make your difference in the world.